Le Lac-Labiche Regional Humane Society est en période de sensibilisation à la castration et la stérilisation animale en ce mois de février. Avec une table d'information installée au Bolt Center, le refuge espère mettre de l'avant le programme SNIP, permettant aux résidents du comté de faire opérer leurs animaux à petit prix. Stacy Latimer, bénévole au refuge et coordinatrice du programme de stérilisation, explique avoir eu l'idée de ce dernier après avoir remarqué une forte hausse de la population animale dans la région.
I actually did. I started it in 2020 because after volunteering with them, I noticed how many cats, especially, we had coming through our shelter. And I was like, we need to stop all this crazy overpopulation. So we started it in 2020. Yeah, we partnered with the county in 2021. So they became our funders. And we administer the program still through the shelter.
Le programme SNIP permet à tous les résidents du comté de faire opérer leurs animaux de compagnie puis de recevoir 50% du coût de l'opération en appliquant au programme avec leur facture.
So the SNIP program now, we're over 500 pets done in 5 years. So I'm really proud to say that and I need to share that. It's been amazing. The uptake and the benefits and people, the testimonials we're getting are amazing.
Outre les problèmes de surpopulation, Madame Latimer souligne davantage de bénéfices pour les animaux de compagnie grâce aux opérations.
It can take down aggression and territory problems as well. Usually they'll live longer, healthier lives. It does reduce some cancers that they may have. But the biggest one is with cats and dogs that will howl and go out looking for mates and spray, things like that. They don't normally do that when they're sick.
Elle explique que le refuge de Lac-Labiche connaît une hausse en demande, spécialement depuis la fin de la pandémie de la COVID-19.
So the shelter is not full currently, but we have seen a lot, especially post-COVID, where a lot of people adopted or fostered or took animals in when they were working from home and at home during COVID breaks. Then once everything, life returned to normal, shelters across the nation and worldwide have been seeing a huge influx in more surrenders or more animals coming in because the people just don't have the means or financially and or the time to spend with the animals anymore. So, yeah, we're seeing an influx coming in again.
Outre le programme SNIP, Madame Latimer explique que l'équipe du refuge travaille à régler le problème de surpopulation en opérant les chats sauvages.
So we do at the Humane Society, we also have a trap neuter return program that they run in the spring and summer where if there's a resident or a cat colony person that's interested in working with the shelter, we'll provide the humane traps. We trap them, they bring them into the vet at no cost, they'll fix them, spay or neuter them, and then we return them back to the wild because they're feral and they're not adoptable cats, but slowly that will start to significantly reduce the overpopulation with the feral cat colonies as well.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM, pour l'IGL.